Dr. Marenschein Gentler has been treating COVID-19 patients longer than anyone in Vermont. In early March 2020, a case of the novel coronavirus showed up at her small hospital in Bennington. It was the first in the state. As VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports, Gentler has gone on to treat dozens more COVID patients in the past year, not all of whom have survived.
On March 7, 2020, the Vermont Department of Health announced the state's first case of COVID-19. The patient was one of Dr. Marenschein Gentler's.
You know, I mean, I guess the first one is always going to be a surprise, but I, you know, sort of thought it would all start in Chittenden County.
Instead, it was in Bennington County at Southwestern Vermont Medical Center. Gentler is an internal medicine doctor at the 99-bed hospital. She says they provide the best care they can there. But sometimes, if a patient's really sick, they'll send them to a bigger hospital.
And so I inquired about this, about sending him elsewhere. And it was so new that the responses that I got from every place that I called were, we can't help you. Not because they didn't want to, but just because nobody was prepared yet to move people around with the infectious disease. And I was the first, you know, and I just remember feeling like, I'm what this guy has right now, you know, and that was terrifying.
It's become less terrifying in the year since. While there's still a lot of unknowns when it comes to the coronavirus, much more is known now about the disease and how to treat it. And there are three vaccines. For Gentler, some things have become routine, like putting on layers of PPE, but that comes with its own challenges.
You know, in order to protect yourself from airborne pathogens, you have to wear either a respirator or an N95 mask, and it's very hard to make myself heard.
Imagine her voice muffled by layers of PPE, and imagine that she's in a patient's room where there are huge fans hooked up to create negative pressure. This helps keep pathogens contained. But it's loud.
I had a patient fairly recently where, you know, for a couple of weeks I would struggle with going in and trying to make myself heard through my mask and his increasing frustration with that. And then I decided to try to use a voice augmentation device, like essentially a lapel mic that would, you know, you would use if you were giving a talk or something. And, you know, when I walked in to talk to him, he said, that's too loud. I still can't hear you or understand you.
COVID patients are kept in isolation, sometimes for weeks.
You know, I feel very bad for the patients that they, you know, on top of all of that, then it's difficult to communicate with them myself.
It's been like this for a year, ever since that first COVID patient last March. Since then, Gentler's had something like 50 more patients with the disease. She doesn't know the exact number, but she remembers all those who haven't made it.
We've had several. I think I personally have taken care of maybe three or four who've died, I think. You know, anytime you're working on someone's health for that long in the hospital, it's you're pretty invested in the outcome, both personally and professionally. And
each outcome is unpredictable, but some people do better than expected, like that very first COVID patient. He made it. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.